Red-handed, how the Bush family cashed in on friendship with Chinese official involved in the Tiananmen Square massacre. By Francis Martel on January 27, 2022. The Bush family has cashed in on friendship with former Chinese President Jiang Zemin, the architect of the Tiananmen Square massacre. For generations, Peter Schweitzer documents in his new book Red-handed, how American elites get rich helping China win. Schweitzer, a veteran journalist documenting corruption in the U.S. government, has dedicated his new book to the sprawling financial ties between American elites and the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, dash ties that have strengthened America's most powerful geopolitical foe while undermining its top industries and threatening free speech and democracy. Among the most long-standing and lucrative ties binding CCP elite to America's wealthy is that forged by former President George H.W. Bush, who, Schweitzer recalls in the book, was so beloved while serving as America's top diplomat in China that then-President Deng Xiaoping threw him a going-away party in 1975, calling the Bushes old friends. The relationship deepened under Deng's successor, Jiang Zemin. Zemin was mayor of Shanghai when the Tiananmen Square massacre occurred in 1989, but took over as chairman of the Chinese Communist Party by the end of June, the month in which the massacre occurred. While not in charge when it actually happened, he became the face of the massacre for enthusiastically defending it in public and heavily censoring any mention of it within China. "We do not believe that there was any tragedy in Tiananmen Square," Jiang told reporters in September 1989. "What actually happened was a counter-revolutionary rebellion aimed at opposing the leadership of the Communist Party and overthrowing the socialist system." The Chinese regime has actively repressed attempts to compile death and injury totals in the Tiananmen massacre, making the true total unknown. Scholars believe that the Chinese Communist Party killed as many as 10,000 unarmed pro-democracy protesters in the incident. Many of them run over with tanks or killed in hospitals after the military injured them, according to eyewitnesses. Before he became president, the Bush family benefited from a relationship with Jiang during his tenure as mayor of Shanghai, now China's largest city. In 1989, as the elder President Bush settled into the presidency, his brother Prescott closed a deal to build a golf club in Shanghai for foreign business executives shortly before an official visit from his brother, Schweitzer wrote. It was one of the few golf courses in China that received government approvals required for construction. The mayor of Shanghai during negotiations for the golf course, Jiang Zemin, became a Bush family friend who later became the premier of China, Schweitzer noted. Prescott had been forging business ties in the country since his brother became vice president under Ronald Reagan. At the time, the Cold War had taken up almost the entirety of America's foreign policy conversation, with China a distant, at best, concern. In the aftermath of the Tiananmen Square massacre, Schweitzer notes that Prescott actively opposed sanctions on China over human rights concerns. "There are big opportunities in China, and Americans can't afford to be shut out," Prescott Bush asserted. His brother, the president, imposed no meaningful policies to punish Jiang's China for the slaughter. A generation later, Jiang celebrated the election of his friend's son, George W. Bush, to the presidency. The father of President George W. Bush, Bush Sr., came over to China many, many times and had many meetings with me in the seat you are now occupying, Schweitzer quotes Jiang as stating. "We believe Bush Sr. will definitely push Bush Jr. to bring U.S.-China relations to a new level." China joined the World Trade Organization in December 2001. While Americans were largely distracted by George W. Bush's nascent war on terror. In 2008, George W. Bush traveled to Beijing to be an enthusiastic spectator at that year's Summer Olympics, ignoring similar calls at the time to those of today to boycott the event out of respect for the victims of communism. The Chinese state-run Global Times published an article this week resurfacing an interview Bush did at the time praising China effusively for its handling of the 2008 Summer Olympics, when he asserted he was showing the Chinese people his respect by attending the Olympics. During the George W. Bush presidency, a new generation of Bushes began securing deals with Chinese officials, Schweitzer writes in his book. Neil Bush, brother of the president, signed a contract with a Chinese company called Grace Semiconductor Manufacturing. Bush had no background in computing, but the firm paid him $400,000 a year. The company's co-founder, he observed, just happened to be Chinese Premier Jiang Zemin's son. Neil Bush is now a propagandist for Chinese state media, publicly opposing American support for the anti-communist protests in Hong Kong in 2019. Schweitzer notes that in addition to being a frequent fixture on Chinese state media, Neil Bush also regularly makes appearances before government-linked think tanks where he has made dubious and troubling comments about the nature of the Beijing regime. For example, in a speech in 2019 for the CCP-linked front organization China-US Exchange Foundation, CUSF, Neil Bush slammed the America First policies of the Trump administration. China is not an economic enemy or existential national security threat to the United States, he declared. The demonization of China is being fueled by a rising nationalism in the U.S. that is manifested in anti-immigrant, anti-Chinese, pro-America First rhetoric. Also in 2019, CUSF became a major donor to the Bush China Foundation, pledging over $1 million per year for a five-year period, Schweitzer reports. He notes that this pledge would constitute a large portion of the nonprofit's income. Red-handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win was published by HarperCollins. Schweitzer is the president of the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and a senior contributor to Breitbart News.